here with Evie Pamory, who is fresh off a fantastic set. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I just absolutely love your style. I love the kind of R&B indie rock hybrid.
Yeah.
It's like a really nice kind of edge to it. Which is fantastic. I'd love to know, who are your influences? Like, where did you kind of come up with this style for yourself?
Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of R&B music, so a lot of Brandy, a lot of Joe, a lot of Eric Benet, kind of just what my mum played for me. And then as I grew up and had the opportunity to listen to different things, I mean, I'd say a lot of Anita Baker or newer stuff, Hiatus Coyote, really, like, they're like amazing. I mean, it's kind of just taken from different places, really, but my main thing is like R&B and like soul music and all that stuff.
When did you start to make your own music and start to see this maybe as a thing you wanted to do?
About 3 years ago. So just before I started uni, I decided that, okay, I'm going to go to uni, I'm going to study commercial music, I'm going to do this, I'm going to sing, I'm going to make songs. And it's ever since, I'm so glad that I've started because I've really enjoyed it. There's nothing else that I could see myself doing. This is like really fun and I'm like really bossy, so it's cool. I'm like, do this. And it's great, yeah, you get it.
Yeah, and I admit, I got a bit of that bossy energy in a very good way. I thought it was awesome. Honestly, like, I feel like you have such a unique stage persona. Like, you're, like, blunt in the best way possible. And, yeah, like, even, like, the kind of, like, rapping your band, if you will, members' names, just so great. So you are a solo act, but yeah, you do have a band accompanying you.
Yeah.
When did you realize that that's what you needed?
Well, I mean, I was like working with a producer, but that's, you know, songs that I record is different to the live experience. And it's uni that actually helped me realize that the live performance is really important, and you need to make sure that the live performance reflects the songs, but a bit more, and tell the story a bit more. So, and I felt that. But last year it was just a three-piece, which is me, the synth bass, and the drummer, and we felt that we needed just one more piece to the puzzle, and so we added Ollie as a guitarist, and he's literally, he's amazing. So I can't do it by myself. I mean, they really do help, and it's just really important, the live aspect. Uni helped me decide that.
Well, those guitar riffs were like,
yeah, I know.
Insane.
I know. Sometimes I'm in rehearsal, I'm like, boy, can't believe you're doing this. But yeah, it's really fun.
I think I'm gonna ask one last little question.
Yeah.
Since you do have them with you and you do work with them a little bit,
yeah,
do they contribute anything to the arrangement? To
definitely, like, the thing is, in my band I have two producers. Two of them are producers and two of them are drummers. So they know, all right, let's do this, let's switch here. They've completely like changed up some of my songs for the live performance to suit it, and it's definitely worked. I mean, they contribute a lot. Without them, I'd just be like, okay, so what am I going to do now? they really contribute a lot, and I think they're really talented in their own individual ways, so they really help, definitely.
Okay, well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
What a fantastic performance.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure we will be hearing a lot more from you guys.
I hope so.